听力课堂，听 class.com。
现在我们开始听《贪睡的教徒》。
Sleeping through the sermon。
威尔伯是个很贪睡的人，尤其是在教堂做礼拜的时候，他每次都是呼呼大睡，他的妻子为此尴尬不已。为了阻止他睡觉，他的妻子想了一个办法。我们先给您后面这段慢速英文的关键词。
Pew，
教堂长椅。
Embarrass，
使其困窘，使其局促不安。
Snore，
打鼾，打瞌睡。
Callous，
老茧。
Futile，
无用的，没效果的。
Alert，
清醒，警惕。
Sermon，
布道。
Nod，
打瞌睡，打盹儿。下面我们来听慢速英文《贪睡的教徒》。
Sleeping through the sermon。Wilbur was a farmer, and whenever he came into church and sat in the pew, he would soon fall asleep. Wilbur's wife was embarrassed by his behavior, especially when he began to snore. She tried everything to keep her sleepy husband awake. She complained to him that she was getting calluses on her elbow.From poking him in the ribs in a futile attempt to keep him alert. One day, while shopping in the grocery store, she saw a small bottle of Limburger cheese. She bought it and dropped it in her purse. The next Sunday morning, the pastor had just started the sermon when Wilbur began to nod.A few minutes later, Wilbur began to snore. Quietly, Leah opened her purse, took out the bottle of Limburger cheese, and held it under her husband's nose. It worked. Wilbur sat up straight, and, in a voice that could be heard all over the church, said, "Leah, will you come?Please keep your feet on your own side of the bed.
让我们再对比着听一遍正常速度的，看您还能听懂多少。
Wilbur was a farmer, and whenever he came into church and sat in the pew, he would soon fall asleep. Wilbur's wife was embarrassed by his behavior, especially when he began to snore. She tried everything to keep her sleepy husband awake.She complained to him that she was getting calluses on her elbow from poking him in the ribs in a futile attempt to keep him alert. One day, while shopping in the grocery store, she saw a small bottle of Limburger cheese. She bought it and dropped it in her purse. The next Sunday morning, the pastor had just started the sermon when Wilbur began to nod.A few minutes later, Wilbur began to snore. Quietly, Leah opened her purse, took out the bottle of Limburger cheese, and held it under her husband's nose. It worked. Wilbur sat up straight, and in a voice that could be heard all over the church, said, "Leah, will you please keep your feet on your own side of the bed?"